听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step 2000, book 3.
Unit 6, Science and Technology. Part 1, Warming Up. A. 1. You are going to hear 5 short news items.Work out the summaries.
1.
Thai silk is known for its beauty and elegance, but a research team has found a new use for it. A bulletproof vest made of silk was put to the test at a shooting range in Thailand. 2. After several rounds of gunfire, the vest was examined. The bullets were stuck in the first layer of 15 pieces of silk. A member of the research team says while silk threads may be soft, they can be used to produce a stronger yarn than copper threads, the material used in regular bulletproof vests.
2.
American and Japanese researchers say they're a step closer to predicting severe weather in and around the Indian Ocean. Researchers have analyzed weather data from the region over the past 40 years, and they've discovered a strong connection between extreme weather and conditions in the ocean. A BBC Science correspondent says the findings could make it easier to predict droughts or indeed periods of heavy rainfall.
3.
The world chess champion Garry Kasparov's begun a match against the rest of the world on the internet. Kasparov made his first move with a meter-high pawn before an audience of chess fans at a park in New York. The move was immediately posted on a special website set up by the Microsoft Corporation. Visitors to the site have 24 hours to vote on their counter move, helped by a team of young chess experts who will suggest strategies.
4.
Scientists in the United States have trained rats to operate robot arms using only the electrical signals in their brains. The scientists attach special electrodes to the animals' brains and link them through a simple computer to a robotic arm. The rats had earlier been trained to obtain a reward by pressing a lever to move the arm.
5.
Some say it's hard to find good help these days, but a Japanese electronics firm thinks it's found the answer.It's a robot that talks and understands orders. The robot from NEC can record and send video mail through the internet and switch on TVs and VCRs. And if it's becoming a bit warm for you, one simple command and the robot will switch on the air conditioner.
2. Listen again. Complete the following facts. B. You are going to hear 7 short spoken extracts. As you listen,Pay special attention to subjects that the speakers are talking about and their tones of voice. The first one has been done for you as an example.
1.
Yes, you see, it's the force of attraction between any two objects. The strength of the force depends on the mass of the objects and the distance between them. The most obvious effect is the way objects on the surface of the Earth are attracted towards the center of the Earth.
2.
As it comes down, it goes relatively slowly, 100 to 1,000 miles per hour, and you can't see it. But the return stroke goes up from the Earth to the cloud, and it goes at over 87,000 miles per hour. And that's the one you can see, you see? The one that goes back up, It's really just a very large, powerful spark.The distance in miles you were away from it is the time, in seconds, between it and the sound you hear.
3.
Well, they were first discovered in 1895, and they can penetrate matter that is opaque to light. Some matter is more transparent to them than others, which means you can see inside somebody. They're actually quite dangerous, and people who work with them wear special protective clothing.
4.
Ordinary light consists of electromagnetic waves of different frequencies and phase. This is a bundle of waves of the same frequency and phase. You can create the beams from a ruby rod or a tube of carbon dioxide that's stimulated with flashes of ordinary light. The word is an acronym for light amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation. Now, does anybody...
5.
They're all types of fungus. There are many different kinds of them, but the best known are the ones used in cooking and brewing. When they're mixed with sugar, they cause the sugar to ferment, and two things happen. First, carbon dioxide is given off, and second, alcohol is formed. But when the proportion reaches 12%, it's all killed off naturally.
6.
In contact with each other, there's a resistance to movement between them. The main reason why we use ball bearings and lubricating oil is to counteract this. And the main reason why rubber is used in tires and shoes is to increase the effect of it.
7.
No, it's the process whereby materials are used again. Normally, it's cheaper to do this because it's more energy efficient. On the other hand, one material that's hard to deal with in this way is plastic. There are so many types that it's very difficult to separate.
Part 2.
Latest breakthroughs in technology. A. You are going to hear a report about the latest breakthroughs in technology. Listen carefully and then briefly answer the following two questions.
Everybody thinks of technology as somebody in a lab coat, you know, tinkering with computer chips, but technology is really about how we live and how we communicate.
Suzanne Cantra is the What's New editor at Popular Science Magazine, a magazine that has been following advances in technology for more than 100 years.
The most fanciful dream of mankind is today a startling reality.
Remember when television was considered a fad of the future?
It may not be long before our news events and current world happenings will be witnessed in thousands of homes.
Boy, were they wrong. This recorder shows how far television has come. TiVo's personal TV, an NBC investment, is one of the products that caught Cantra's eye.
One of the benefits of having a computer recording the video is that the computer can read the video broadcast as it comes in. So if the phone rings, you can hit pause on a live broadcast.
And not only that, this sort of smart VCR learns which TV shows and characters you like to watch and records them for you. This device is only one of 100 items Cantra says best represents the future. And while we couldn't show you all of them, here are a few that reflect some of the new trends. Like Ericsson's R380. You can make calls, browse the web, check your calendar, and send and receive email all in this one device.
The cell phone actually shows us the future of integrated devices.
And I bet you can't guess what this is. Although it looks like a watch, in fact, it's a camera. That's right, a camera.
The P3 wrist camera sort of talks to that whole concept of miniaturization and having devices integrated into things that you wouldn't think of.
And while the pictures are pretty good, only you can decide whether they're worth $2,000. And how about this? It's a prototype computer that puts your mobile laptop to shame.
The IBM wearable PC definitely gives you a vision into what's going to be coming down the line. We will be carrying these kinds of computing devices, and you will need to be able to access the information somehow, whether that's through an earpiece or whether it's just integrated into your clothing.
The PC weighs less than a pound and clips onto your belt. The monitor, about the size of a pen cap, rests an inch from the eye. But if you don't necessarily want to work during your downtime, something like the Panasonic portable DVD player might be the gadget for you.
The ability to have a very small, compact device where you can watch movies or listen to CDs is something that any business traveler will tell you is a great benefit.
If you're more the adventurous type, then Casio's GPS watch is a must-have.
A few years down the line, instead of just having, you know, your coordinates, it can actually tell you where you are on a map and give you directions.
Over the past several years, we've seen electronics get smaller, faster, and better. And that trend is going to continue into the next century.
The theme for electronics in the future is the combination of computers and communications, and then having them disappear from our sight.
But Cantra says these new technologies are not just about bits and bytes.
When you look at new technologies, They are based on the past, what we think that we need. But a lot of times, it's just sheer human inventiveness that takes it to this next step. And there's nothing more exciting than finding a new way of being able to reach out and share information.
B. Listen again. Pay special attention to the items listed in the following chart. Write in the right-hand column the relevant information in note form.
Part 3.
Nobel Prize winners in physics and chemistry. A. You are going to hear a report on this year's Nobel Prize winners in physics and chemistry. Listen carefully. Complete the following statements and then match column A with column B.
Four Americans, a Russian and a Japanese scientist, have won this year's Nobel Prizes in physics and chemistry. The common theme in the award-winning research is the huge advances made in electronics and information technology.
The physics prize is about the electronics of today, and the chemistry prize is about the electronics of the future. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, which awards them, says the new Nobel Physics laureates have laid a stable foundation for modern information technology. Mark Brodsky, the director of the American Institute of Physics, puts it another way.
I think it's recognizing what you might call the clever physics inventions behind much of today's electronic technology.
Half the $915,000 physics prize goes to Jack Kilby of the United States. As a Texas Instruments Corporation researcher in the late 1950s, he co-invented the integrated circuit on a silicon chip, the heart of today's miniature electronics. The other half of the money is split between Joris Alfirov of the IAFA Physico-Technical Institute in St. Petersburg, Russia, and Herbert Kromer, a German-born researcher at the University of California at Santa Barbara. The Swedish Academy is honoring them for their inventions of fast optical and microelectronic components found in compact disc players and barcode readers, and which help push information through the Internet's optical fibers. Of all of the work, Mark Brodsky assigns the greatest importance to that of Jack Kilby for the integrated circuit.
Clearly, Kilby's is more pervasive and more influential today than perhaps any invention of the 20th century. He invented the integrated circuit along with Bob Noyce, who independently did it. Bob Noyce was one of the founders of Intel. Of course, Noyce passed away, so not eligible for Nobel Prize.
The integrated circuit combines many transistors on a single tiny silicon chip.
It took transistors from being just a replacement for tubes, one element in the circuit, to be able to put them all together on a single chip, a single piece of silicon, no bigger than a fingernail, and have millions, if not billions, of circuits on a single chip.
The integration of transistors and further miniaturization led to more efficient packaging, allowing a flood of small, speedy electronic devices like calculators and eventually personal computers. Meanwhile, the Nobel Chemistry Prize goes to Alan Heeger of the University of California at Santa Barbara, Alan McDiarmid of the University of Pennsylvania, and Hideki Shirakawa of the University of Tsukuba in Japan. The Swedish Academy recognizes them for their revolutionary discovery at the end of the 1970s that plastic can, with certain chemical modifications, conduct electricity. The result has led to lighter weight, cheaper plastic versions of many electronic devices, such as the light-emitting diodes that illuminate digital clock numerals. In addition, the discovery provides a foundation for the development of molecular computers. Transistors and other electronic components may one day consist of individual molecules, which will reduce the size and weight of our computers as dramatically as the integrated circuit has.
B. Listen again, and then complete the following chart with information you hear on the tape. Part 4. Language Study and Language Appreciation. Listen to the following statements you have learned in the previous and present units. Pay special attention to the parts in bold type. Learn to appreciate and use the language.
1. To result in clinically meaningful outcomes for.
This is the first study to show that writing can result in clinically meaningful outcomes for chronically ill patients.
2. To cut back on medication.
One of the key benefits of acupuncture is that it has few, if any, side effects, and that when used with standard drug treatment, in anesthesia, for example, it allows physicians to cut back on medication, delivering the same level of benefit with fewer negative effects.
3. To trigger dangerous allergies in.
In people, for example, soybeans with genes added from Brazil nuts to make them more nutritious can trigger dangerous allergies in people allergic to Brazil nuts.
4. To be summoned immediately to provide. To get you with the least delay.
Pre-hospital staff, paramedics, emergency medical technicians, through a sophisticated communication system, know where and when the accident happened, and they are summoned immediately to provide the initial quick life-saving care.
If you have a serious injury anywhere in Maryland, this system will get you the right treatment with the least delay.
5. To spring into action.
The system springs into action with a telephone call to 911, your local emergency number anywhere in the state.
6. To have a poor chance of.
If he stays in shock, he has a poor chance of survival.
7. To act as a clearinghouse for.
Dr. Rivkin told ABC News that America's Doctor Online acts as a clearinghouse for the hundreds of thousands of responses a web browser might turn up in answer to a question.
8. To help set the standard for.
I'm very comfortable with what we're doing. We want to help set the standard for this, because it's coming.
9. Bits and bytes.
But Kendra says these new technologies are not just about bits and bytes.
10. To lay a foundation for. To provide a foundation for.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, which awards them, says the new Nobel Physics laureates have laid a stable foundation for modern information technology. In addition, the discovery provides a foundation for the development of molecular computers.
11. To push information through.
The Swedish Academy is honoring them for their inventions of fast optical and microelectronic components found in compact disc players and barcode readers, and which help push information through the Internet's optical fibers.